Thank you for having us today. You have a lovely home.
Oh, thank you, Janet.
I do admit, I was expecting something a little more drab and dreary.
Oh.
Fire, darkness.
I can take you down to my basement if you like.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Are you sure? It's a real hellhole down there.
Pass.
I'm teasing you, Janet. I'm teasing you.
So.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Yes, it is. It is Christmas.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, great. I love the holidays.
You love the holidays?
Sure, I love the holidays. All the feasting, are you kidding? And all the parties and the gorging and the presents and the insane, out of control spending. Speaking of which, you might want to crank it up a notch or two yourself.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Just a little heads up. You're going to be getting some pretty expensive gifts this season. Are you sure that you're spending enough on others? I mean, you don't want them to be disappointed, do you? I don't know. I mean, it's like, do you want to be... or I don't know. It's just, you might want to worry about it a little, that's all. But no, all the hustle and the bustle of the holidays, I think it's a fantastic opportunity to completely ignore anything of any real significance or meaning having to do with the holidays. But no, I do feel terrible about all those people who don't have families, you know? Yeah, people who maybe come from broken families or abusive families, you know, and have to be constantly reminded of this fact every holiday season, right? But what can you do? That's life, right?
So,
yeah.
What about the other guy who gets all the attention this time of year?
Santa Claus.
Oh. No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was talking about Jesus.
I know. Yeah, you're talking about the reason for the season.
Yes.
The man with the plan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, frankly, Janet, I've always believed that actions speak louder than words. They always have.
And what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? Well, look around you. You know, you got all these people running around, distracted, stressed out, like chickens with their heads cut off, standing in line, fighting for that it gift of the holiday season, right? Suicide rates aren't the only things up in December. Sorry, but it's true. Homicide rates, they're through the roof. Heart rates are up. People are fed up. I mean, it's up, 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 up across the board. You know, they can talk about him all they want. I know what's in their hearts, and I love it.
So, but about the people, not everyone's like that. 50% of all charitable donations are occur between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Thousands of people volunteer.
Guilt.
Excuse me?
Guilt. People feel guilty during the holidays, so they give. I have no problem with that.
But some of it has to make you feel bad just a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
I know this family down the street.
Yeah.
They every year for Christmas, they throw this big celebration and have people donate gifts and anyways, so they bus in people from all over town and have this wonderful party on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And
Janet, excuse me, is there a question bundled in here somewhere?
Oh, yes. the question is, what about those people? What about what they do?
Who cares? They are one family. So what?
But there are others. There are others that spend their time and their money to spread joy, to share the love of Christ.
Now look, just because he who I will not name has a few people in his corner who actually get it, right? I've got millions. Nay, I have billions, billions, billions of people who don't have a clue. Sorry.
Before we go, was there anything else that you'd like to say?
Yes, I would. Thank you for the opportunity. Happy holidays. I sincerely hope from the bottom of my heart that you get everything you so richly deserve this holiday season. So, Merry Christmas and see you soon.